بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I can ask you to please put your phones on silent or vibrate so that they don't ring during the khutbah and distract the people. Barakallahu fikum. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرَانِ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from him he created his mate, and from them both he brought about many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and revere the wombs, revere the family connections. Verily, Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and He says to us, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. And Alhamdulillah, who's blessed each and every one of us to be Muslim. And this is from the greatest bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His slaves. And brothers and sisters, this is not something that we should take lightly. Inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for all of us about the importance of passing on our Islam. Passing on our Islam, delivering the amanah, delivering the trust from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Passing on our Islam to our children. Most of us in this masjid, we have children. How many of us are fulfilling their rights? How many of us we're doing right by them according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ إِنَّ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Your wealth and your children, they're only a trial, they're only a test. For you, your wealth and your children, they're only a test for you. And the greatest reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest reward for those people who deliver the trust. Those people who fulfill their obligations and their responsibilities to those who have been entrusted to them. And this is our children. Brothers and sisters, we're getting ready to restart our Saturday school for the children. And I wanted to get this out of the way first. Because too many times Muslim parents, they feel like, well, if I send my child to the Sunday school or the Saturday school, then I'm taking care of my responsibility. I'm giving them their Islamic education. And this is incorrect. This is incorrect. 1 hour a week on Saturday or 2 hours a week on Saturday or Sunday is not going to give the children what they need from Islam. You are not going to fulfill your obligation to those children by just shipping them to the masjid for 2 hours a week. We have to do our part. I was talking to someone who works in a school. And they were telling me about the challenges that they face. And this is in one of the bigger cities in North Carolina. And they said that in their school, they're having trouble with drug abuse from the students, alcohol abuse. They're having trouble with sexual relations with the students. They're having troubles with homosexuality with the students. Would it surprise you if I told you that this was an Islamic school? This was an Islamic school. And these are the problems that they're having in the Islamic school. What about in our schools? What about the schools that we send our children to? Brothers and sisters, the reality is most of us, we're probably failing our children. We're probably not delivering the trust like we're supposed to. And we need to do better. SubhanAllah, if this is an Islamic school, what about the environment that we're sending our kids to? Where the people, they don't care about what's going on. Where the people, they just there to collect a paycheck. They care nothing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enjoining the good and forbidding the bad. They just there to collect a paycheck. And this is the environment that we're sending our kids to. So where are they going to get their Islam from, brothers and sisters? This same person, just to show you how bad it is, and it's not just, it's not to spread gossip, and it's not to you know, spread bad news or make the Muslims look bad, but just to show you how bad the situation is. Students were caught in the masjid at this school looking at fahisha on their phone while they're waiting to pray Salatul Dhuhr. Looking at fahisha on the internet while they're waiting to pray Salatul Dhuhr. SubhanAllah. This is the state of our children today. Don't think for a second that that's over there somewhere and that's not happening here. Don't think that for a second, brothers and sisters. The fitna is everywhere. Our children, they're exposed to it everywhere. Not just in a big city somewhere. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduha an-nasa wal hijara alayha malaikatun ghiladun shadidun لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has issued a warning to us, and he says, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families. Save yourselves and your families from the fire whose fuel will be men and stones. Whose the fuel of this fire is not going to be gasoline, it's not going to be kerosene, it's going to be us, humans and stones. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us, and upon guarding that fire, in charge of that fire are angels who are stern and severe. And there's no rahmah in these angels. There's no mercy in these angels. They do exactly what Allah commands them to do. And they don't hesitate for a second to do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us. Brothers and sisters, it's our responsibility to pass on Islam to our children. It's our responsibility to prepare them to be Muslims. How many of us were fulfilling this responsibility? Brothers and sisters, as I said, these children that Allah has entrusted to us, they're a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're an amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're a fitna from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these children to see what we're going to do with them. Are we going to deliver our responsibility to them? Or are we going to fall by the wayside? Upon occasion, Ya'la bin Amir, radiallahu anhu, he said that, he said, جَاءَ الْحَسُنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ يَسْأَيَانِ إِلَّا نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَدَمَّهُمَا إِلَيْهِ وَقَالْ إِنَّ الْوَلَدَ مَبْخَلَةٌ مَجْبَنَةٌ. Ya'la, he says that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like perhaps in the masjid, and here come his two grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein. And they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they came running to him. And when Rasulullah saw his grandchildren, he loved them so much, he embraced them. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us a severe warning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily, the children, they make a person stingy and a coward. Children, they make a person stingy and a coward. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean by that? We should reflect. The reality is that our children, because we love them so much, because they're so much a part of us, because our hearts are so attached to them, we don't do the things that we should do because of our children. Perhaps we don't give sadaqah like we should. Perhaps we don't spend our wealth for the sake of Allah for them like we should. Perhaps we don't enjoin the good and forbid the bad upon them like we should. How many of us who have children, we hold back from saying something to our child because we know it's going to upset them, because we know they're going to be unhappy? How many of us, we see them doing something wrong, and we know that it's wrong, but we don't say anything to them because we don't want to see them upset. We don't want them to cry. How many times do our children come to us and they want to do something that they know is wrong, that we know is wrong, and we allow them to do it because we want to see them happy? Wallahi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke the truth. Our children, they make us cowards. They make us afraid to say what we need to say. They make us afraid to stand up and say this, this, and that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, this, and that. This is the reality. Our children, they make us cowards. And our children, they make us stingy. We don't spend our wealth the way that we should. How many of us, our kids, they have the latest toys and the latest TV and the latest clothes and the latest sneakers and the latest watch, the latest of everything. But they know nothing about Islam. How many of us, we haven't spent any money trying to teach our kids about Islam? Trying to teach our kids about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trying to teach our kids how to read Quran. How many of us, this is the reality of how we spend our money when it comes to our children? All of us, we love our children and we love them dearly. And this is why we fall short. But brothers and sisters, these children that we run to in this dunya, wallahi, tomorrow when we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to be running away from them. Today we run to our children. We love our children so much. We love to see them. Imagine the day that's coming when we're going to come up out of our graves and we're going to see our children and we're going to run away from them. And this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ مُرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, when it comes to the shout, when the shout happens, and this is on Yawm al-Qiyamah, subhanAllah, when the horn is blown and the shout happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we're going to be running. Can you imagine that? Soon as that horn blows, we're up out of the graves and we're running. And the people are going to be running everywhere and they're going to see each other. And they're going to see their families. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah says, that day will a man flee. He's going to run away from his brother and from his mother and from his father and from his wife and from his children. And on that day, everyone will only care about themselves. They'll only be worried about themselves. Nafsi, nafsi, me, me. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. Today, these children that we're falling short. We're not delivering our responsibility because we love them so much. Tomorrow, we're going to be running away from them. Brothers and sisters, we have to do right by our children. How many of our children, they don't know how to make salat? How many of our children, we don't even wake them up to make salat? How many of our children, they don't know how to make wudu? How many of our children, they don't know the first thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of our children, if we ask them, who was the last messenger of Allah, they wouldn't say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this is our children, then we're falling short. And it's our fault. It's not their fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwan lakum. Fakhdaruhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, verily, among your wives and your children are enemies for you. So be aware of them. Be aware of them. Brothers and sisters, don't let our children and our wives divert us away from delivering our responsibility. And I say our wives because the reality is, in this case I'm speaking to the brothers. All of us, we know men by nature, we're a little stronger. We're a little more strict. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. And the women, they're a little bit softer. They're a little bit more merciful. And too many times, brothers, we fall short because we don't want to hear our wives say, oh, you're being too hard on them. Oh, why do you have to do that? We go to discipline our children to tell them to do this, this, and that. And our wives, they stand up and say, why you got to be like this? Why can't they have some fun? Why this, why that? And so because of that, we hold back. Brothers and sisters, don't let that be the case. Remember, at the end of the day, the buck is going to stop with us, the brothers. The buck is going to stop with us. Yes, our wives are going to be responsible too. But at the end of the day, the buck is going to stop with us when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَحَدُّكُمْ حَتَّى أَقُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَأَخْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by him in whose hand is my soul, he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, none of you will have faith, none of you will truly believe until I am dearer to them, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dearer to them than himself, than his own self, than his family, than his wealth, and than all the people. This is the guideline that we need to go by, brothers and sisters. when it comes to passing our Islam on to our children, this is the guideline. We have to care more about passing on and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than anything else. It doesn't matter if the children are going to be upset because you make them take time out to learn some Arabic. You make them take time out to learn how to make wudu. You make them stop watching the TV so that they can recite some Quran and learn some Quran. It shouldn't matter to you how upset they get. It shouldn't matter to you that your wife is going to say, man, you're being too strict, you're being too strong, you're always saying this, this, and that. We need to love Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than the people, more than our children, more than our wives, more than our own selves. This is how we deliver the trust. And I'm not saying that we have to be tyrants in the house, and I'm not saying that the house has to be no fun. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to find a balance, but that balance has to lean towards Islam. It has to lean towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not towards the dunya. Not towards making the kids so that they're happy because they do what everybody else is doing. Brothers and sisters, this is the responsibility, as I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on us. And those of you that have young children, you still have time, alhamdulillah. Those of us that our children are older, we need to catch up. We need to deliver this trust before they leave the house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِن وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَأْيَاتِهِ. Rasulullah said, all of you are guardians. All of you are guardians, and each and every one of you is going to be questioned about those under your guardianship. وَالْأَمِيرُ رَائِن. And he said, and a ruler is the guardian. The leader is the guardian. وَرَجُلُ رَائِن عَلَى أَحْلِ الْبَيْتِ. And the man, he's the guardian for those people in his house. That's us. وَالْمَرَةُ رَائِيَةٌ عَلَى بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَوَلَّدِهِ. And the wife, she is responsible for the people in her home and for the children, or the household and the children. فَكُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَائِيَتِهِ. So all of you are guardians and all of you are responsible for those people under your care. So brothers and sisters, we can't afford to pass the buck. Don't send your kids to the masjid on Saturday and think, okay, halas, my job is done. No, it's not. All of us, we have responsibilities to our children. And brothers and sisters, please, let's deliver that trust. Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we're going to be answering for that. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabihum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, as I said, each and every one of us, we're responsible for our children and our families. The other day, my son, he said to me, he said, Dad, are you a sheikh? This is what he said to me, are you a sheikh? And I said, no, why do you ask? Because I hear the people say, sheikh, sheikh, sheikh. And I explained to my son that this was more out of respect. This is how we deal with, you know, with the older brothers. And this is out of respect. It's not because I'm a sheikh. It's not because I'm learned. But then I thought about it. The reality is, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, we're the sheikh in our house. And the sisters, they're the sheikha in their house. This is the reality. We're the first teachers of our children. So brothers and sisters, we have to pass our Islam on to our children. They look up to us. They expect us to know about Islam. We need to deliver this to them. Don't count on a Saturday school. And if we had a full-time Islamic school, don't count on that. The Islamic education of our children has to start at home with us. And all of us, we know a lot compared to our children. So we need to pass this on to them. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum, wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Waman yafal dhalik, fa ulaika humul khasirun. O you who believe, do not let your properties or your children divert you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever does that, they are the losers. They are the losers. So brothers and sisters, once again, this is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let our children divert us away from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way that we do this is that we care more about our children and how they may react, how they may be happy, how they may cry, than we do about doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do. It's better that our children be upset for a little bit And after that, they learn something about Islam. After that, they learn how to make salat. After that, they learn the importance of making wudu. After that, they learn about what it is to be Muslim. It's better for them to be upset for a little while and get that knowledge than for us to leave them alone. Oh, they're still too young. They don't need to know this just yet. For us to let that opportunity go by. And then what? All of us know the best time to train a tree is when it's small. If you want a tree to grow up pretty, the best time to start taking care of that tree is when it's small, not when it's already full grown. And this is our children. Brothers and sisters, so many of us, too many times, we're focused on giving our children the dunya, giving them the dunya, giving them the dunya. We make all kinds of sacrifices to make sure they get the best education, make sure they go to a certain college, make sure they have the computer that they need for school, make sure they have this and make sure they have that. All of it for the dunya, for the dunya, for the dunya. And we're not giving them anything for the akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُّكُمْ حَتَّى يُخِبَّ لِأَخِهِ وَيُخِبَّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. How many of us we want to go to the hellfire? None of us. How many of us want our children to go to the hellfire? None of us. So what are we doing to save them from the hellfire? Brothers and sisters, take the focus off the dunya and instead make the focus the akhirah, the hereafter. How many of us we're thinking, well, if I just get my son through college and then maybe through medical school, then he'll be set. Then he can start learning about Islam and become a good Muslim, etc., etc. How many of us, this is the way that we think? Too many of us. Brothers and sisters, the dunya has already been taken care of. The dunya has already been taken care of. But the akhirah, the hereafter, has not. And we play a big part in this. There's a very well-known story about a young man. He grew up overseas. And his parents, they wanted so much for this young man. So they spent their money to send him to the best schools. And when he finished his basic school, they spent even more money to send him to university across the seas, overseas. So they sent him to the best university. And finally, after many years of study, this young man, he comes home. And he's prepared. He's got his diplomas. He's got his degrees. He's ready to take on the world. And his parents, they're just so happy because this is what they wanted. And then what happened? This young man, he got sick. And he kept getting sicker and sicker until finally it was obvious to everyone that this young man, he's getting ready to die. So his father, he's laying by his son while his son is lying there dying. And he says to his son, oh, my son, how could this happen? I put so much money into you and look at what Allah has done to me. Now that you finished your school, now I'm ready to get the benefit from everything that I sacrificed for you to get this education. And now I'm not going to get anything. SubhanAllah. And what did this young man say? He said, oh my father, the reality is you purchased the hellfire for me with this money that you spent on my education. You purchased the hellfire for me with this money that you spent on my education. Because instead of preparing me for the akhirah, which I'm facing right now, you prepared me for this dunya and it's benefiting me nothing. Brothers and sisters, how many of us, this is how we're raising our children. We're preparing them for the dunya, for the dunya, for the dunya, and not for the akhirah. And there's no guarantee that our children are going to finish this school. Brothers and sisters, take lesson from what happens around us. Our young brother, Hassan, he passed away. He never got to finish his school. But alhamdulillah, he had a good Islamic background. Alhamdulillah, he died a believer. Alhamdulillah, he was coming to the masjid. But what about us? What about our children? What are they doing? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes one of our children today, what will they say when they're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These same children who they're so busy on the internet, so busy with the YouTube, so busy with the music, so busy with the friends out in the street, so busy with the texting and the sexting and everything else that they're doing. How have we prepared these children for when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These same children that we love so much, brothers and sisters, wallahi, tomorrow they will sell us out. Wallahi, tomorrow they will sell us out. Tomorrow they will be the first ones saying, oh Allah, my father didn't teach me. Oh Allah, my father, he didn't wake me up for salat. Oh Allah, my mother, she didn't teach me to make wudu. Oh Allah, it was my father who gave me the phone and gave me the TV and gave me the cable TV and gave me the this and gave me the that. And this led to the fahisha and the this and that. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, our children will sell us out tomorrow. Because tomorrow is going to be nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's warned us about this. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us deliver the trust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deliver the trust and let's pass Islam on to our children. Let's teach our children everything that we know about Islam and let's help them to get more, inshallah. So that these children will be a source of reward for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah and not a source of punishment.